様、本日はフィル・ヘンドリーエアをご利用いただき誠にありがとうございます。この飛行機は地上3万フィートを飛行してまいります。また通信、本日機内ではゴジラを用意しております。またパールハーバー。 And now here's Phil。
Phil Henry here, 1-800-449-8686. You know that scene in, by the way, Ted Bell is going to be with us in just a moment. We have perhaps an exciting announcement to make on behalf of the kids at Emory House. Oh, and I should get in one final little plug for our CD signing coming up on Saturday the 18th. This coming Saturday the 18th at 12 noon, we're at Rock Honda in Fontana. You go out to 10, you go north on Sierra, we're there. It is our first CD signing of the year as the Phil Henry, Best of the Phil Henry Show 1999 CD, Communism is Neat, is available. $20 for the CD. Arizona Iced Tea is going to be there. Buck maybe for the can of iced tea. All of the proceeds go to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. And we'll be there to sign the CD. We'll take pictures, whatever you'd like us to do. We'll be there at Rock Honda, 12 noon, December the 18th. The CD is also available online right now as we speak. If you go to philhenryshow.com, you can order the Best of the Henry Show 99 CD for $20 and $3.50 shipping and handling. So you go to philhenry.com, philhenryshow.com. And get a hold of our 1999 CD. And then, of course, Tony Sorrentino, my fine engineer, tonight is suffering through this flu that has just put everybody away except me and Schaefe. You ain't been sick this year. I don't think I've had it yet. But this poor guy is in here. His head has been plugged up for weeks on end. Tony is even more stumble-bum than usual. I'm kidding around, Tony. He's a great guy and a very bright guy, but he's just bumping into things. Reminded me that the film True Romance illustrated something that is very true. That Italians do not, in any way, shape, or form, want to be associated with anybody from Africa. And that, now this is Sorrentino's opinion, that when you bring up the inevitable and true connection between the Italian people and the African people, it drives Italians ape. They can't stand it. And when you bring up the very true, very historically and archaeologically and anthropologically legitimate connection between Sicilians and Africans, well, brother, you just might find a shoebox in your car. And then, of course, Tony further said, and don't ever make the mistake of calling Sicilians Italians, because they're not. And I said, excuse me, last time I checked, the Italian police had full domain over Sicily. And he goes, that doesn't make any difference. Sicilians are not Italians. And I said, check your United Nations charter, pal. I know they probably don't consider themselves a part of Italy. You know, the people, you know, people in Alabama probably don't consider themselves part. And what are you doing wearing a Stars and Bars with a skull and crossbone? Look at Tony with a Confederate flag here. Get a load of the WAP with the I'm kidding. With the Confederate flag. There's a wonderful article this month in Esquire magazine. It's called The Best Movies You've Never Seen, 13 films from the 90s that we all sort of overlooked. And it just one of them is a movie called Breakdown, flick with Kurt Russell and Kathleen Quinlan, which I thought was a real piece of crap. Did you ever see that? Breakdown was kind of a takeoff on Vanishing Point. Everybody who saw that I knew said it was a real pile, and it was a really stupid movie, and they say this thing's an instant classic. So what the hell do I know? The other movie that they say is one of the hot classics from the 90s that will go down as a classic, Island of Dr. Moreau, the Val Kilmer and Marlon Brando movie that everybody said was a pile, or a smoldering, steaming pile, and they say this thing is out of sight. And then there's a few others. Check it out. Waiting for Guffman is another. The Indian Runner is another. And a movie that I love, a movie called Fearless with Jeff Bridges, 1993. Really cool movie. One of the best movies you've never seen this month's Esquire magazine. Let's get Ted Bell on the line. Ted, how are you this evening?
Bill, I'm doing really good. I wanted to ask you where you get half of these guests that you get on your program, because I'll tell you, that woman that you had on talking about the Pope, I think, did more to damage relations between American Catholics, Polish Americans, and the Vatican than anybody I've ever heard.
Well, everybody's entitled to their opinion. I guess.
Well, I mean, everybody's entitled to their opinion, but I think some sensitivity, is definitely needed.
No doubt about it. Okay, this is a very, very big moment and a very big evening for us. You know, Ted, that I have worked with the kids at Emory House, which is a home for visually impaired children, for a couple of years now. And we obviously hit you up for a donation.
That's correct.
And you had very generously said to us that you would be willing to contribute to Emory House $50,000. Now, let me just get the audience up to speed on Emory House. Is a really great group of people who are helping visually impaired kids, visually challenged children, some of whom have parents and some of whom who do not. Some have been placed in foster homes and some live there. And we try to, in our own way, get funding for Emory House. And I know Ted because he is the owner of a restaurant, a couple of businesses, right, Ted?
Bill, we're very proud to have going on 20 years at Ted the Beverly Hills Steakhouse in Beverly Hills, and of course, the Beverly Hills Automobile Association, yeah.
Okay, so you've got a nice presence in the business community in Beverly Hills, and you very graciously said that you wanted to see the work of Emory House firsthand and what the... What they teach the kids and what the kids who have been, some have been blind from birth.
Well, I did stop over and see some of the things that the kids are involved in terms of the arts and crafts and in terms of the some of the tutoring that goes on. And these are wonderful children who have a great, great struggle in this world being visually impaired. And it certainly looked like the kind of place that one would want to donate money to.
Okay, so what we basically did, and what I did, is I said, Ted, is there any way you could see your way clear of donating money to us? And you very, very generously offered $50,000 if you could see specifically what kind of work the people at Emory House do and what kind of results they can get out of kids who, like I said, some who've been blind since birth. These poor little kids are led across the street. They can barely see. Some are I guess, better off than others.
Well, as I understand it, some of the kids, Phil, can make out light, darkness. Some kids are completely blind. Some are legally blind. So there's a varying degree of blindness there. But these poor guys are visually impaired, yeah.
Okay, so we said to you, we would love to be able to prove to you what Emory House can do for visually impaired blind kids, and you would donate $50,000.
That's correct.
So I said to the kids, and I said to Mrs. Russell over there.
A great woman.
I said, let's put something together for Ted to show him. And the kids completed their project 2 days ago and sent it over to you. And maybe you can tell the audience what it was.
Right. What the kids sent over to me, Phil, when I was told by Mrs. Russell, I was told by Mrs. Coogan, who's also one of the teachers for the kids, they sent over a gingerbread house. What I was told was a gingerbread house that they made.
Okay, and I saw it, and excuse me, they put a lot of effort into that gingerbread house.
Yeah, I would say put a lot of effort into it.
And I'm on pins and needles here, Ted. So what I'm asking you is, the kids made you a gingerbread house. It was I saw it. It's about 3 feet long and 2 feet high and doors and windows and everything. And I guess what I'm asking you is, do we get the $50,000 donation, Ted?
It's a tough thing, Phil. I didn't know you were going to ask me this on the air. It's a tough deal. It's a tough deal. But I don't know that I can, in good conscience.
Wow, that hurts. I mean, I know.
I just don't know that in good conscience I can give you the $50,000 donation.
God, we were really, and I'm sorry. I guess I let the kids down by putting you on the air.
I really wish you would have called me first, so I could have given you the news off the air.
You cannot see your way clear to.
At this time, Phil, I cannot. What the kids sent over, the gingerbread house, was not, first of all, it wasn't very well put together. You have to understand, these are blind kids. You know, the walls were tilted in a little bit. The door was, it was crooked looking. And when you have blind kids working on a gingerbread house, I think you're asking for trouble. I just think you're asking for trouble, Phil. Was that your idea?
Well, I said to Mrs. Russell, I said, have the kids build a nice Christmas thing.
Yeah. Now, I think if you have blind kids working on a gingerbread house, you are begging for trouble. And the gingerbread house that came over to me was all kids. That is all messed up. Doors were crooked. I'm sorry, Phil.
That's okay.
I'm really so sorry, Phil.
All right. I need to take a break. Hold on for just a minute. Boy, that took the wind out of my sails. I thought for sure that we had a $50,000 donation. I asked the kids, and maybe it's my fault. I asked the kids, they're little blind kids, visually impaired kids. I said, well, look, would be a cool thing to do. Make Mr. Bell a gingerbread house for Christmas, and he can see the great work that Mrs. Russell is doing with you and Ms. Coogan and all of the therapists and teachers there. God, I feel like crying. I forgive me. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Every show, 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell is with us from Ted's at Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Ted, you have, I don't know. I guess you just disappointed me a little bit.
Well, I can understand that, Phil. I know that I disappointed you a little bit. And I'm sorry about that. But what would you have me do?
I guess you said that you would donate $50,000 to Emory House, just so I can get the audience up to speed on this. You said that you would donate $50,000 to Emory House.
If I saw what they did and if I was, approving of what they did.
So you're saying that you don't like the work they do?
I haven't seen yet anything that's impressed me. And what I'm saying is I think you made a mistake by asking the kids, the blind kids, to build a gingerbread house. Because, did you see it? Did you see it, Phil?
Yeah, I saw it, and I didn't think it was that bad.
You didn't think it was that bad? What do you think?
Well, they're blind kids, man. How good are they going to build a gingerbread house, okay?
Well, yes, that's a very good point. So why did you have them do it? You got the doors are crooked. And
I know the walls were a little crooked and stuff. The poor little guys couldn't see it. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, are you going to argue with me about it?
No, I don't want to argue with you about it. I'm disappointed. I blame myself.
I'm sorry, Phil. I can't just turn over $50,000. Okay? You asked me to give you $50,000. I said, I'll give you $50,000 if I can see what it is that Emory House does. What do they do?
They're making these little kids, these visually impaired kids, ready for life somehow. They teach them a skill.
Well, I don't know what skill they're teaching them. The house was crooked. And
these are kids, excuse me, these are kids under the age of 12, okay? They're not going to be master craftsmen. And
yeah, but I mean, you're not going to, you take any kid with some Lego blocks, he's going to do a pretty decent job, but the doors are too small and the whole thing was falling apart. When I got it, it was falling apart.
I don't know. Here is New York on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, Phil? Phil?
Yes?
I am totally appalled by this man's lack of compassion. Ted, what would you have them do? I mean, you say you weren't impressed.
Okay, what's the point here? The guy doesn't want to give us $50,000. He doesn't want to give us $50,000. I guess he has a right not to do that. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I'm also.
You know, I'm not. I'm going to defend you here, Ted. You don't have to give the $50,000.
I'm not asking you to defend me. Okay.
No, you're right. If you don't think that it's worth it, don't give it. If you don't think it's worth it, don't give it. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm also a little bit appalled. My heart dropped with you, Phil, because I just These are children that are trying to make a mark in life, and I'm sorry, their doors are crooked.
No, the guy doesn't have to give us $50,000 if he doesn't want to.
No, and I understand that. No, you're right, he didn't, and it was nice for him to offer in the beginning, but I don't know exactly what he
expected. Wait a second. Why are you painting me as the bad guy here?
Well, sir,
you don't
sound too good by just saying because, I mean, it was...
Wait a second. Mr. Henry said to me, would you donate a sizable amount of money to the foundation? I said, yes, if I can see what it is that they do.
Understand.
He said, fair enough. Phil is the guy that asked the kids to make the gingerbread house.
Okay, but I don't think we should turn this on Phil. He just was trying
to... Wait a second. He asked the kids to make a gingerbread house. The kids came back with a gingerbread house that wasn't too good.
What would you have liked to have seen from them?
I want to see, what do you do with blind people? They teach them how to sew? They teach them how to... What do they teach them to do?
Well, you know,
I've seen blind people working on cars. I've seen them fixing cars.
So you'd like them to fix you a car? I mean,
don't be ridiculous.
They're under 12 years old.
The guy gave me a gingerbread house,
and
the gingerbread house was... How do you know what they were excited about? The gingerbread house was crooked. Okay.
A gingerbread house made by blind kids is going to be crooked.
Then why did you have them build it?
I guess I didn't think it was going to make that big of a deal if your gingerbread house was crooked.
I don't have a lot of money.
Am I supposed to just give my... You know, you people are pretty free with my money.
No.
How much money have you got, ma'am? And how much have you given lately to these people, huh?
Let me tell you, Ted.
I want you to. I'm going to tell you something. I am fully defending your right to hold on to your money and to do with your money as you wish, okay? I'm just disappointed that you can't be a little more forgiving of kids who built a crooked gingerbread house because they're blind.
All right, Phil, I forgive them. But I'm not forgiving them 50 grand worth.
Well.
All right, thanks for your call. Here is Atlanta on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
This is in reference to the children. Sir, I'm not saying that you have to give the children anything. They probably don't want anything, but for them to make something with their hands, with the love that they had when they did it, I would never have the guts to get on the air and say something like that.
That was the thing that bothered me, that doing it public.
Well, Phil, why didn't you call me this afternoon then? Why did you put me on the air?
I don't know what I thought.
Yeah, you didn't know what you thought.
You know something? Let me tell you something. I don't have very much in life, but I do. I tell you something. If I had the money, those children wouldn't have to make me nothing. I would give it.
Don't you want to know what they do down there? Don't you want to know how effective they are? Don't you want to know whether they're good teachers or not? Don't you want to know something about the foundation? So I said,
if there was something really bad about it, we would hear about it because we hear about everything.
Oh, come on. Quit being simple-minded, lady. I've been in business for 25 years, okay? I know how things are done, all right?
If you were very smart, you wouldn't put the children down.
You have to investigate, okay?
If you were very smart, you wouldn't put the children down.
I'm not putting the kids down. I'm simply saying the gingerbread house was crooked.
So it was crooked. You think you could make it better? Shut your eyes.
Yeah,
blindfold yourself.
I think I could make it better.
With your eyes blindfolded?
No. Why would I do that?
Oh, okay. You put yourself in their position. Put a blindfold over your eyes and make something.
I'll tell you what right now. You give me gingerbread, and you give those kids gingerbread. I'll kick their ass making a gingerbread house.
You know, you're a lot older, though.
Exactly.
You've been around longer.
Grow up.
You have more feeling in your hand.
Right.
Well, that's true.
Phil Henry Show.
また、本日はフィル・ヘンドリーエアをご利用いただき誠にありがとうございます。この飛行機は地上3万フィートを飛行してまいります。また、通信、本日機内ではゴジラを用意しております。また、 Pearl Harbor. And now, here's Phil.
I know you didn't promise.
I didn't promise, and I don't like you making me a bad guy.
I don't think I'm making you a bad guy. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And if it seems like I'm making you a bad guy, I don't mean to do that.
Look, Phil, $50,000 is a sizable amount of money. I feel for your commitment to charity. Okay? But you asked a question once. Why is it the city of Los Angeles is one of the cheapest cities in America when it comes to charity? I'll tell you why, because we're smart with a dollar. And a lot of these charities are fly-by-night. A lot of them. You know, we're a little bit smart.
So, in other words, people in L.A. are smarter than the average Americans and giving, just throwing their money away on charity. Is that it?
Yeah. I mean, I don't mean it to sound that we know more, but we're smarter with a buck. And that's probably why we have a high standard of living here. But the fact of the matter is, I'm not giving $50,000 to a house where they got blind kids that can't make a gingerbread house. And I'm sorry.
1-800-449-8686. That's okay, Ted. Sacramento on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Why did he make the commitment in the first place to the... I mean, he wasn't just making it to Phil. He made it also with these children.
Well, they, I said that if I liked the work of Emory House, I'd be happy to donate $50,000. What I got back was a crooked gingerbread house.
Truly, what were you expecting from some blind kids?
Well, come on.
They could not do a mansion.
No, they couldn't do it, man. They shouldn't have built the gingerbread house in the...
You know, it's Christmas time, Ted, and I thought
what
a gingerbread...
if you wanted something specific, you should have asked for something specific. But you said what
specific.
They could do. Now, the ability of what they could do, they've done it. They sent you a gingerbread house.
Well, it's not good enough.
It was accomplished. You didn't say good enough.
Oh, come on. You want
you
a gingerbread
house? You did not say good enough.
Well, don't you want the
you
wall
made a commitment.
Up?
Why can't you keep it?
I didn't make a commitment. I said if they did something good. And they did a lousy gingerbread house.
What a thing to do to kids, though. Come on, Ted.
What you
We're talking
did,
about
you,
7-year-old kids.
You're making a judgment of what good and bad is to some blind kids.
Wait a second. I know what a good-looking gingerbread house looks like. You know what a good-looking gingerbread
no.
house looks like. You don't?
To your standard of
what
a good
you?
Gingerbread house looks like.
If you get a gingerbread
like.
House.
But if you had your child bring you a gingerbread house that they made at your kitchen table at 2 years old and it came out lopsided, you'd say it was good.
So you're telling me you want a lopsided gingerbread house, is
if
that it?
If my child took the time and the effort to do it, I thank him for it.
That's
and
right.
And I feel it was good.
Wait a minute, Phil. For a minute there, you said you weren't going to blame me.
Well, I'm not blaming
if
you,
I'm
but
I... I'm not blaming you neither.
But I'm saying...
I'm not blaming you. I'm asking a question.
How come
Why would you make a commitment that you know you wasn't going to keep in the first place?
I said that if they did something that I found to my satisfaction, I'd give them $50,000. A lopsided gingerbread house ain't exactly to my satisfaction.
Why did you not ask for specific what they could do. They probably would have did to the best of their ability to come up to what your standards should have been for anything.
What's the last
but you
time
you said whatever they could do. And they did what they could do.
Let me tell you what a good-looking gingerbread house looks like, okay?
You can't Jonathan. Tell me because you would take your $50,000 and you would buy one.
No. They got one down at the Ritz-Carlton in Dana Point, California. Gingerbread house. Fantastic.
Factory made.
Oh, come on, man. That
factory
thing is...
Factory made.
What do you mean factory made?
Could
that's
you make
handmade.
A gingerbread house that would be up to everyone's standard?
I could make a gingerbread house. This one's got a train going through it. It's fantastic.
But could you?
Oh, yeah.
And be pleasing to those blind kids.
I'll
if
tell you,
you
what, right now.
Turn it around, you put yourself in their position.
Okay, here's what I promise you. You give me the gingerbread makings and give five blind kids the same thing, put a stopwatch on us, I'd kick ass.
Yeah, that's because you
ass.
Can see,
well,
and they cannot see.
So they shouldn't be in the competition, should they?
Why
come
would
on,
you even
Ted,
put
don't
your
be silly.
In the competition with blind kids?
I could kick ass at a blind kid billing
but
a gingerbread house.
But why would you put yourself in that position to think that you are
good
so good that you can do that?
To show them how good I am.
To show them how good.
Look
I mean,
at,
and then what do you accomplish out of it? To gain to say, I got $50,000 still in the bank and these little kids are still needing?
It's a point of pride.
It's a point of pride that you have a lot of pride in your money. And today you got it, tomorrow you can lose.
No, I'm
maybe
just saying
not
that
even tomorrow.
I got a lot of pride in what I can do with gingerbread, okay? Call
okay,
me stupid.
Even what you can do
well,
with
good
gingerbread.
Good for you. So,
but to throw your mouth on your money and say, I will give this to them if they could do something.
You know,
they
very,
did something.
You know, you're very hurtful.
It could be hurtful.
You're very
but
hurtful
it's the
to
truth.
Me.
It's the truth. You got little kids sitting
Ted, I don't think
right.
it's a badge
That's
of honor.
The truth.
Ted, I don't think it's a badge of honor that you can, as you put it, kick ass on a bunch
even
of...
Even come up to a standard of what a blind kid could do. Because whatever a blind kid can do compared to your work would be greater than anything you could do.
You don't want a lopsided gingerbread house. You said so yourself.
I would accept it if my child gave it to me.
They're
I already told
kids.
You that.
They're a bunch of blind kids over at some house.
It doesn't
oh,
matter.
God.
They are children. They are life.
Lopsided gingerbread houses.
What if it was your child? What if it was your family?
No kid
and
of mine makes.
You have your $50,000.
No kid of mine makes a lopsided gingerbread house.
No kid of yours is
B,
blind now, right?
B, huh?
No kid of yours, nobody in your family is blind.
Of course not. I got a kid that's playing high school football. Are you nuts?
He can bleed.
Okay,
tomorrow.
All right. He can be blind. Exactly. Ma'am, thank you.
He can be blind tomorrow.
Thank you.
And he's the very same help.
Hey, listen, from the fact
very
of the
same school.
He can be blind tomorrow. He'd still make a damn good gingerbread house.
You also could be in the same position
right.
in need.
Well, I won't be making gingerbread houses.
Well, whatever,
you
man.
You make whatever you can make in order to get
see, I saw a blind guy repair a TV set. You know what they should have done? It was repaired a TV set.
What they should have done.
Okay, we're arguing about ridiculous things. You know, I thought it would be, thank you, ma'am, for your call. I thought it would be nice to have the kids build a gingerbread house, and I guess I made a mistake.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did, my friend. You don't turn gingerbread over to blind kids, you're going to get a lopsided-looking house.
I was very excited for them. I don't know. We'll find another way to raise the money. Miami on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes,
ma'am.
I just wanted to say, excuse me, I don't think this gentleman ever intended to make a donation to begin with.
Well,
if
how do you know that?
Brought,
I had the money.
If
I had
they had
the
brought a straight gingerbread house, he would have said, they're perfect. They don't need any donations. Let them go on with their lives.
You willing to bet on that?
I don't believe this gentleman ever intended to donate, and I think no matter what they did, he would have found some reason not to make the donation.
They could have made the effort.
They made an effort.
They did not.
Their children under 12 years old.
Did I tell you what they had? The gingerbread house, the whole kitchen area, or whatever they called it, because they had a front of the house, okay?
And okay, Ted, it doesn't matter to me.
No, I wanted to explain this. It was all caved in and stuff.
So what? They're still under 12, even if they were sighted children.
They're
children under 12. I feel that you didn't want to make the donation. You made an idle promise. And no matter what happened, no matter what they did, you would have found some reason not to donate the money.
Where's the gingerbread house now, Ted?
What?
Where is the gingerbread house now?
It's in the office. We're having some of it.
You're eating it.
Yeah.
Jeez.
You're eating it. That takes a lot of nerve.
I don't know why that takes a lot of nerve, man. It was given to me. What am I going to do? I'm going to look at it? You can't look at it. It's just crooked.
You should have sent it back and said, I'm sorry. It's
make
not
it again.
Acceptable.
Oh,
I'm not
sorry.
Making the donation. I'm appalled
how
at the way
hurtful
you're
would
speaking
that be?
About these children.
How hurtful would that be? I'm sorry it's not acceptable. At least I'm putting it to some good use.
You're eating it.
You are incredible. You
What's
are
wrong
absolutely
with that?
Incredible.
Wait a second. If I sent the gingerbread house back with a note saying not acceptable, would that be more hurtful than at least me looking at this crooked house? I said to my secretary, Cassie Bates, you know her, Phil.
Yeah, I know Cassie.
I said, let's dig in, baby, because I sure ain't going to look at it. And you know Cassie's got a little bit of a, you know, she likes the sweets. What can I tell you? So I let her dig in and a couple of the other secretaries. They like that stuff.
Well, I am still appalled at the way you are speaking about these children and the crooked gingerbread house.
Well, I got the secretaries to dig in.
You got the secretaries to dig in. You are just unbelievable. And you know what? You're talking about the people in Los Angeles. I'm glad I live in Miami.
Well, excuse me, so we're not dumb with a buck.
Dumb with a buck cheap when it comes to charity.
No,
cheap.
You're not dumb with
the buck. Come on. I got
you never intended to make the donation to begin with.
Well, that's just plain wrong, ma'am. If those kids would have delivered me a gingerbread house I could look at and I could think about maybe moving into someday, or I mean, it's not big enough, but something that's to scale.
You know, you were just so nonsensical.
No, I'm not nonsensical. I'm talking about a gingerbread house.
Moving into someday. I just am appalled.
What do you expect from me? I wanted a gingerbread house to scale, something with some creativity. You know what kids can do to make a tree? You put broccoli. What did these kids use? They didn't have no trees. They didn't have any broccoli trees.
They have no sight either.
Well, then they shouldn't have been messing around with gingerbread houses. That's some very serious stuff.
What do you mean, broccoli trees? They did the best they could, Ted. They did the best they could.
You want my money?
No, I do not want your money. I'll find another way to raise the money. You don't have to be bothered anymore about your $50,000. I'm really sorry that the kids didn't... You know what? I'm choking up. I'm so emotional about this.
Phil, I told you the secretaries are digging in. And this woman seems that she doesn't like the fact that, okay, so Cassie's going to put a few more pounds of fat on her ass, but the fact is, at least she's having some gingerbread.
Well, then let me ask you this.
What?
Does it taste good?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Great.
What is your problem?
I don't have a problem, man. Just the idea of you eating that house that those children worked on.
Well, what? Yeah. It's made out of gingerbread, Phil. Hello, you eat it.
Send it back to the children and let the children eat it. Is what you should have done with it.
Well, have you ever tried to keep a bunch of secretaries away from some cookies or cakes that you bring in? Forget it. It's not going to happen.
So what do you got? You're working with a bunch of cows over there?
You said it. I didn't.
Well, what do you? You're describing them like they are. Have you ever brought a bunch of cakes and cookies in and tried to keep secretaries away from it?
Well, it's true.
All right, ma'am. Thank you for your call. I got to move on here. Phil Henry Show, Portland on the Phil Henry Show. Hi.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear anything.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. What I wanted to say is...
What are you coming down on me for?
Sir?
Having the secretaries dig in.
Sir?
Yes, ma'am?
You have your child in football, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a great way to learn teamwork. These other children, you know, my dad's an ophthalmologist.
A what?
He's an ophthalmologist.
Right.
Corrects vision of
blind
people.
Kids?
No, yeah. Not necessarily blind kids, but corrects vision. Anyways, these kids don't have the opportunity to go out and play soccer, you know, and learn teamwork. So this is a way for them
blind
to...
Kids?
What?
The blind kids?
Yeah, they don't... I mean...
They ain't playing any soccer. They can't even do a gingerbread house right.
Yeah, but the point is...
You get a bunch of blind kids out to play
teamwork.
Soccer, they kick the ball in the
street. They can't go out and learn other social life skills.
Well, you can't have them playing soccer. They'll kick the ball onto a roof.
Okay, sir.
Well, you forget about that, Ted. She's talking about teaching the kids teamwork.
Well,
how to work together. Basic social interactions. This is what... That gingerbread might have... completely changed child's life because he made a friend.
He made a friend?
Yeah, he made a friend with another kid that
was doing another kid that makes a crooked roof? All he did was make a crooked roof.
You know, sir, I don't try to judge people.
Well,
and I'm not judging
anybody.
You know, you can keep your money. You know,
we'll find another way of raising the money, Ted, okay?
Oh, look it. Aren't you the big man? Make me out to be a bad guy.
I'm sorry. If that was the intention, I did not mean to make you out to be a bad guy. You have a right to hold on to your money, okay? The kids made a crooked gingerbread house. I'm sorry about that.
But they learned valuable skills doing it, and that's the point.
Feel comfort in the fact that the secretaries got fed today.
And the secretaries all gathered around and ate the gingerbread house.
Yeah.
But the whole point is that they learned a valuable lesson.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Had the secretaries dig in. We'll be right back. Show 1-800-449-8686 with Ted Bill from Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse and the Beverly Hills Automobile Association. He's opted not to donate $50,000 to Emory House, a home for visually impaired kids, because they made a crooked gingerbread house. And
boy, you really make it sound like I'm a bad guy.
Well, that's essentially it. Beaver Creek on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi. Actually, I have a proposal for you. I'd like to stop focusing on this man and obviously the large amount of money that he has to offer. I don't have a lot of money, but I will give you $10. And I bet there are 100,000 other people
there.
Phil,
$10.
That will make up his $50,000. He's not.
Well, you know what? I have an idea that.
So in other words, what the lady's saying is you don't need my $50,000.
Right.
Is that what you're saying, lady?
We don't need his money. The rest of us can come up with it and help these needy kids.
You want to put money into this organization?
I'd be happy to.
Even after what I've told you?
Sure.
Why?
Because there's kids out there that need our help. And I don't care about a crooked gingerbread house.
So in other words, if I say to you that these are blind kids that are not being taught properly...
How do you know they're not being taught properly just because they made a lopsided gingerbread house? You said that it tasted good.
That it did, yeah.
Okay. They made a lopsided gingerbread house, but the secretaries were eating it up.
Yeah, they were.
Right. Sounds good to me. I don't expect them not to make a lopsided gingerbread house. My children are four. They're not blind, but they helped me make a gingerbread house this year, and you bet it was lopsided. It was the best damn gingerbread house I've ever had.
A lopsided gingerbread house, and you're proud of that?
You better believe it.
Oh, man. I feel sorry for you people.
Hey, I'm pretty happy with my life.
Well, you can be happy with your life. That's fine. I demand more out of my kids than a lopsided gingerbread house.
They're four. When they get to be 40 and they're engineers, they'll build me a perfect house.
Well, at what age, ma'am, if I may, because I'm a father, too, at what age do you start demanding that kids make a regular-sized gingerbread house?
I will never demand that of my children.
So, in other words, you're going to have some retard at 21 making a lopsided gingerbread house.
My children have unconditional love.
I'm sure that you love your kids. I'm sure you love the hell out of them. All the while, they're making a rotten gingerbread house.
Oh, get off of it, will you? Whether it's lopsided or not?
You know,
the fact of the matter is...
gingerbread house is not the point. The point is that there are some children out there who need our help.
That's true. And you know what, ma'am? Don't worry about it. I'll find a way. I'll find a way.
Here comes the speech.
Here comes the speech. Yeah, I will find a way to get that money for those kids.
There you go. George Bailey.
What an ass. You know that? You really are an ass.
Why? Why am I an ass? Tell you what, why don't you have the kids make you a lopsided gingerbread house? See how good you feel about it, George.
Thank you for your call, ma'am. Maybe I will. Wausau on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, I'm from Wausau, Wisconsin, and I do work with the elderly,
where?
And I have worked with this disabled. And I have a question for this gentleman.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a hard time understanding somebody that is going to donate or even have committed to donating $50,000, and he's going to make that judgment on a gingerbread house. He's not going to take the time to go down to that home to investigate that home, maybe even to send one of those secretaries that is eating that gingerbread to go down there and check it out and see if it is a worthwhile cause.
Well, what am I going to check it out for? Because we know it's crooked.
You're going to judge this all because of a gingerbread house? And you really expect the public to believe that you actually were going to donate this money?
Yes, I was.
What have you done on your part?
What have you done on your part?
I put
my money where my mouth is, $50,000, and what did I get out of it?
You know, your money, money means nothing. Your money means nothing because you have not even taken the time or the
care. I got a gingerbread house that's crooked.
What's a gingerbread house? What if I can't even make a gingerbread house?
Off, will you? Take it off. One of these days, this radio station will buy a CD player with two channels. You know what? I'm going to take that thing out of the rack and throw it out into the street. And maybe then they'll start to invest in some equipment. Oh, wait a second. We got new owners. That won't be for a few more months. And that's my favorite Jeff Beck CD. One channel. Now I have to go into this the rest of this week in a bad mood. I know, a cigarette. You got any cigars, Tony? You thinking about it? With that head cold? Best thing you could do. Anyway, we will see you Thursday night. Tomorrow night, I don't know what's going to happen. Wake up, Tony. KFI Los Angeles.